And Beth is our first presenter today, and I probably don't need to give you any more introduction. You've had, well, we all know who you are and all of that. But Beth is joined today by Professor Doug Maul. Professor Maul is a professor at the University of Houston Law Center. He's the Barron Maynard and Parsons LLP Professor of Law. He got his BS at UVA, University of Virginia, and he graduated Harvard Law, magna cum laude. He's been a professor since the late 90s and has won many awards as the Professor of the Year and the Teaching Excellence Awards. And so he's also a great lecturer and teacher. And we're really, I personally am very indebted to these guys for their annual survey of case law related to partnerships and limited liability companies. I think it's a great service to the, not only being here to present, but just putting that paper together. When anytime anybody comes to me and asks me a question about what does the court say about this, I just refer them to the papers that you guys have done because they're such a great resource. So thank you for being here and look forward to your presentation.
As Cliff mentioned, we have prepared a paper. It's a rather lengthy paper because it is a fairly thorough survey of the cases dealing with partnerships and LLCs for the past year in Texas, both Texas appellate court decisions and federal court decisions in Texas dealing with issues of Texas partnership law or in some cases, as you'll see Doug will talk about a case, federal law impacting partnerships. And so we're just going to touch on a few of those cases. The paper is organized topically, and some of the cases deal with multiple issues, and so they are addressed in multiple sections of the paper. But again, in the time that we have, we will hit on what we thought were some of the more interesting cases with some, you know, practical insight for you. And the first, I'm going to just dive right in. We'll kind of tag team. But the first topic we're going to cover, we always cover because there are always cases addressing this issue. We're not going to cover any one particular case this year, but we will remind you that every year there are multiple cases that address whether a general partnership has been created, whether a business arrangement is in fact a general partnership or something else, because it does not take any magic words or any particular writing or articulation to form a general partnership. A general partnership is two or more persons carrying on as co-owners a business for profit in a structure that is not otherwise organized as what we would call filing entities under the Business Organizations Code. But if it's not an LLC or a corporation, then, you know, it may be a general partnership. Even folks have not labeled it as such or clearly articulated that. It may also be some other contractual arrangement like an employment arrangement or a lease or, you know, later, I think today or tomorrow, we have speakers talking about net profits agreements. But a partnership can arise somewhat inadvertently. The intentional steps that folks take to engage in a business arrangement may end up being a general partnership, although they don't realize it. And there are five statutory factors that are listed in the Texas Business Organizations Code in the Chapter 152 that deals with general partnerships, including sharing of profits, expression of an intent to be partners, participating in control, sharing losses or liabilities, and making contributions. Proof of all these factors is not required. Proof of only one is ordinarily insufficient, but looking at the totality of the circumstances, analyzing whether there are multiple factors and the strength of the evidence with regard to those factors will enable the court to conclude whether there is or isn't a general partnership. A couple of years ago, there was a very significant Texas Supreme Court opinion that has been addressed in prior years at this program, the Energy Transfer Partners versus Enterprise opinion, which said, although, again, the label does not control an ordinarily expression of an intent not to be partners or to be partners will not be the be-all, end-all, the Energy Transfer Partners case said that if under Texas law there is a condition precedent to the formation of a partnership, if the parties have agreed to a condition precedent to the formation of a partnership and that condition is not satisfied, then there cannot be a partnership, notwithstanding